Wendy, look who's here. It's noted pet expert Steve Dale.
He let the dogs out.
Hi, Steve.
You know, so I was talking off the air with Wendy, as we do.
Because my kids have not been easy to raise. My dog is not easy to raise. Well, there are always issues.
Yes. Well, yep. But these issues are either medical or behavioral. Nothing that the dog did or that you did. And we were talking, and I want to finish my sentence on the air that I began off the air. And that is about veterinary behaviorists. People don't even know this specialty exists. So you might know, Bill, about veterinary dermatologists, veterinary cardiologists. Yes. Veterinary ophthalmologist. I mean, you know what those specialties are by my description.
Yep.
Veterinary behaviorists are kind of like sort of like psychologists in a way.
God, here we go
but
again.
But they're veterinarians at the same time. So they look at all the medical stuff, and then they figure, okay, if it is behavior, what can we do to alter that behavior? And there are some dogs or cats that have, or pet birds that have compulsive issues or obsessive issues where they lick and lick and lick, or they chase flies that aren't there, or separation distress, or other problems, some of which I could deal with great myself, but some of which I refer even to a veterinary behaviorist for a variety of different reasons. You know, it's the perfect specialty because you could look at the medical, right?
Yeah.
At the same time, okay, this is going on, or not going on, and then say, okay, I'm going to look at the behavior part of that as well.
Yeah, my dog has OCD and anxiety. I can tell you that right now. He does.
It's possible.
All right. What is the common factor here? Me.
You, it seems like. Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. Yep.
Do they roll in a little couch that the dog or cat can lay on when they're
and
in
they
these
read
sessions?
A newspaper, the Sunday New York Times. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
It's amazing.
This is kind of pet related, but not really.
Uh-oh.
There's a story about an anaconda who gave birth nowhere near any other male anacondas.
Right.
How does that happen, Steve Dale?
Hermaphrodite. Carefully.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Well, you worked at a zoo. You know these things. Yes.
Anacondas have both male and female reproductive organs.
An anaconda and an andiconda.
Oh.
I don't think that's technically the scientific explanation. But yes, reptiles, some of them are capable of doing things that we can only do in our dreams.
Wow.
Depending on
your
how
dreams
you
and my dreams are different, Steve. I just figured that out. Interesting. All right, so that's not strange, right? That's
not for
unusual.
An anaconda.
They can do that.
Well, it's not usual. No, it's the exception to the rule, but yes, it can happen. It did happen.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you think it, you can do it.
Yes.
I've always said that.
You're like the ad guy for Jenham Smith.
I know.
You dream it, he'll build it.
I noticed something.
I got that one, actually.
On Steve's Facebook page, you were pretty much responsible for this fire safety bill. I was telling my kids and bragging about you. I'm like, look what Steve Dale, noted pet expert, did.
Yeah. Well, the real reason is that I was involved with four other bills because I have the pens to prove, you know, when the governor has the signing.
Yeah.
And that was Governor Quinn. I worked with Governor Quinn, Governor Rauner, not so much, but Governor Quinn. And they've run out of ink. So I had to come up with something, so I had a reason to get a new pen.
Yeah.
That and the fact that, seriously, I mean, these dogs are dying in fires, not only in Illinois, in kennel fires, at boarding facilities as well, all
over
the
country. We had a story here where, I don't remember where it was, where that
West
kennel...
West Chicago,
yes.
31 dogs. I mean, and you know, for child daycare centers, as it should be, there are lots of laws that say, all right, you must have a smoke alarm system, you must have sprinklers, and you must have a person there when the children are there. None of that exists for dogs. None.
See that?
Zero. Or anywhere in the country, not only Illinois.
I looked at a couple of places to board Kona, and from my understanding, they said they had a direct alarm to the fire department and sprinklers, but they said no one was on the premises from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m., and I said, what if a dog is, like, choking or something? I just, that bothers me, so someone should be there.
Ideally, yes. You know, but we couldn't legislate that. Now, you have a choice as a consumer to say, if no one's there, I'm not taking my dog there. I mean, dogs can suffer from bloat. You know, that's their internal organs, their stomach kind of turns upside down.
Yeah.
upon itself, and they can die from that. And if there's someone there, that dog can be saved. If there's no one there, it happens pretty quickly. That's just one example. I mean, you want someone there, and the dogs cannot pick up the phone and call for help.
Not yet.
What's more, you can train any animal. Yeah. What's more, they're in kennels. So if we're talking about a fire, they can't get
out.
They're
trapped.
You know, at least children, if those things were not in place or tragically there was a fire, they can run out the door. Even very young kids, unless they're infants, you know, they can run. The dogs or cats can't because they're in kennels, you know. So I thought we need to do something about it. So what we did is now in Illinois, when the governor signs the bill, and I'm certain that he will sign the bill, I'm told he actually, when he was told about it, he said, really? This is a great idea. And that
Good.
Is that dogs or cats must, if they're boarded at a facility, there must be either an alarm system that rings directly to first responders. There must be, if not that, a sprinkler system. If not one of those two, there must be a person there to actually physically call first responders, at least one of those three, which is something no other state has. So my hope is that I'm pretty sure now the governor will sign it.
Oh, I hope so. Amazing. Why wouldn't
he? You know, here, this is to be proud of something.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate voted overwhelmingly. No, that's not the right word. Unanimously. So right now, if you were to look outside and say, is it cloudy or sunny? It's
cloudy.
Yeah, right.
They're trying to trick you, Wendy. Be careful.
I know. I didn't know how to play
that. Be very careful.
I'll tell you, if you ask, and I had the state senator on the phone who was greatly responsible for this bill, and I told him, I asked him the same question, and he looked out the window, and he said, well, it's raining here.
Yeah.
I said, not if that were brought up in the Senate. You guys would debate it for 3 days, and nobody would know for sure. And you guys have, right? This passed. When do you remember anything passing unanimously in the Illinois Senate? And he said, well, I read about it happening several years ago.
A long time ago.
You know, right?
Right.
You know, so it unanimously passed the Senate. And when that happens, you know you're onto something. And it also shows that both parties can come together on at least some things that matter.
And talk about first responders. I mean, there are so many stories in the news where these first responders go in to save the family pet. So
sure.
I get it.
Well, not only that, but, you know, at least via text. Fire marshals and also people that work at fire departments, firefighters, have texted me on my show and said this is a good thing, which I didn't even
think
about.
Very proud of you.
Well, thank you. You know, because if they come out quickly, the fire will be contained.
Yep.
And maybe not spread to another building.
Right.
A firefighter is less likely to become injured in a smaller fire compared to a larger fire. So this is good in other ways as well.
There's an episode of This Is Us you should probably skip.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're referring
you know?
To.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right.
I wouldn't want to watch
All right.
that. Or what I would do is tell them in reruns you have to rewrite it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Make it different. Well, Wendy's proud of you. And you know, Steve, I'm always proud of you.
I'm not so sure of that.
No, I am.
You're always something. I don't know.
All right. We'll take a break and then give
careful.
You more reasons to be proud of Steve Dale, noted pet expert. It's WGN. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy, noted pet experts. Steve Dale is here. Steve, I've always wanted to ask you about raw food diets and how it applies to pets. Today's that day.
Sure, I'm sure you have.
Yes.
Always wanted to ask me that.
Yes.
You know, I don't often talk about what we feed our animals because it is like a religion to people.
Mm-hmm.
But yet there are two areas. I was just talking about this on the bus. On my way down here.
To whom? Yourself?
Yes. I was rehearsing what you might ask
you do? I didn't know you rehearsed. That's excellent.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Great.
No, Ruth came and sat next to me.
Yeah.
She lives in the building next to us, and she was asking me about what she feeds her cat. And she had just read something that I had written about raw food diets.
That's all the rage.
It is. But
I'm not doing it.
Good. You know, but people who believe in it no matter what it seems, and it's very difficult to convince them. So, listen, if your pet is doing well on whatever you're feeding your pet, I suppose more power to you.
Unless it's bad for them.
Well, that's the thing. So, there is so far, to my knowledge, not one peer-reviewed scientific study that says that raw food diets are better for our pets than what we're traditionally have been feeding our pets. That's one thing. But at the same time, organizations who I kind of trust, like the Food and Drug Administration, Center for Veterinary Medicine, the Centers for Disease Control.
You only kind of trust these people?
Well, of course I do. Okay, I very ahead. Much trust them. And also American Veterinary Medical Association. I can go through a lot of them. They all say that they express huge concerns about feeding raw food diets.
And what is that basically? Raw meat and just...
It's comes in a variety of different ways, one of which is frozen. So you can go to a freezer section at pet stores and get the food that way. Others are freeze-dried versions of the same sort of thing that you can get as well. And the whole thinking is that, and it's complicated here, so because cats, I at least understand the thought process. For dogs, it doesn't make any sense at any level. The thinking is that our dogs and cats, if they were out in the wild, would be feeding this.
Yeah.
The problem is that dogs that are feral dogs, and I've seen them, I've been to countries where I've seen these dogs roam, they don't prey on other animals for the most part. There's some that do here and there, but they really don't. What they prey upon is the leftover pizza that the restaurant tosses somewhere, or they all gather at a garbage dump somewhere. In fact, dogs' nutritional needs, they have evolved with us now for over 40,000 years, and their nutritional needs are more similar to ours than wolves. So that's a fact, and that's the...
They're not really wild animals anymore.
No! No. You put a Yorkshire Terrier outside to deal with life and...
Wouldn't fare well.
No, would not fare well. No. Now, cats do often, not always. That would be a misconception. But often do fare well outside.
Yeah.
And they do revert and they're able to hunt. And they do eat these animals. But these animals eat grains. They eat all these other things that are in pet foods, actually. And... Here's also what we know, that compared to 20 years ago, our dogs and cats are living longer lives. There are a lot of reasons for that. Enhanced veterinary care certainly is one. Veterinarians 20 years ago couldn't do a lot of the things that the knowledge wasn't there to treat, say, some kinds of cancers that now can be treated. Our animals are living longer, but another reason for that is our bond. Another reason for that for cats is they're kept indoors. They are rarely hit by cars indoors. They rarely get chased down by coyotes and eaten if they're indoors. Mm. But another reason for that is nutrition. And we know today far more. Also, these companies, these raw food companies, they tend to be smaller companies. They don't have very often a veterinary nutritionist or a nutritionist on staff. They farm out, you know, they have a part-time person, or maybe not even that. And what they know about pet food, I mean, you have to start somewhere, right? So what they know about pet food, they actually learn from the big players that they criticize so much. And it's those big players that have done so much of the research that it's how we understand what pets need in their food, which is not the same as what we need in our food. In dogs, it's close. In cats, not even.
You think about, you know, Purina Dog Chow has been around forever.
It's a good food,
and
actually.
And everybody feathered on that.
So the other thing is, somehow, the more you pay for pet food, the better it is. Is the thinking.
Well, that's what they lead you to believe.
Yeah, and that's not, it's more money they make, I suppose, but it's not true.
Yeah.
It's not true.
All right.
I have to go a special
route. Oh, it's down the hall?
No. My dog seems to not be able to tolerate chicken, which is in almost every food, so he's doing salmon a la veg.
Well, and salmon is very good because it has all those omega-3s and omega-6, which are as good for our pets as it is for us.
Okay, and you're doing a benefit?
Well, I'm got nothing to do with it, but I want to promote it.
Okay, talk
it's about that. Famous Fido Rescue and No-Kill Advocacy Wellness and Learning Facility, the event, and it's a big event. So, you know, there are a handful of places in Chicago that will take dogs that no one else, or cats that no one else seems interested in taking. And they are one of the organizations that does it. They are always filled. I had the founder of the organization. They've been around a long time. Famous Fido used to be in Andersonville, and it was just a doggy bakery that Bill would visit every weekend. And was a regular.
Delicious stuff.
Yeah, yummy.
Shortbreads are second to none.
Yes! Yummy, yummy, yummy.
So good.
I know. So this is the same woman, Gloria Listener, who said, I'm going to begin a rescue, and she has. They do amazing work. Their big event is coming up. It's May 30th. It's their annual celebration of life. I just said May 30th. I was not telling the truth. It's May 31st. May 31st from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Stan Mansion.
Oh.
Have you ever been there?
No. What's it, what is the Stan Mansion?
You can't get in unless your name is Stan.
Is that true?
No, bad marketing. It's at 2408 North Kedzie, and it is. I've not been there either. It's supposed to be just beautiful. It's in Logan Square. Tickets are $100. FamousFidoRescue.org. FamousFidoRescue.org for more information.
Want to see Steve Dale's face go crazy right now?
Oh, yes, please.
A hideous story that was in the news last week. A healthy dog was euthanized so this Virginia woman could be buried with her dog. And the first vet they took it to said, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
You, can people just, because the estate says to do it?
Veterinarians... you wouldn't believe what veterinarians are asked to do.
Yeah.
And
they can refuse to do it, too,
yeah,
can't they?
Yeah, they can. And, you know, I've heard of this. And I was actually at a, you know, I go to these veterinary conferences, right, and I speak at many, but I'm learning there also. And I was in a session where they were talking about this very issue. I mean, and issues like it. I mean, what does the veterinarian say when asked questions like this?
Go somewhere else. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, but the problem is they find somebody who does.
And, but isn't, you know, there horrible. An oath they take, much like people,
to
doctors,
do no harm?
To do no harm?
Yep.
To only, yeah?
Yep.
So despite that, they'll still look the other way and say, well, it's in the will.
Not most veterinarians, no.
No. But
and I mean,
one.
If
they
it's illegal,
one.
I mean,
yeah.
See, that's
yeah.
what's confusing to
yeah.
me. It shouldn't
yeah.
be legal to put down a healthy dog.
Perfectly
just
healthy.
To be buried
yeah.
with it?
Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
bit much.
I'm
going to
put Jim down if I die first just so he can be
wow.
buried with me. It's the same thing. That's not right.
It's not right.
And he doesn't want that either.
No.
God,
I'm sure
to hear
he
me
doesn't.
Nagging
no, no,
from
no,
beyond
no.
the grave. Thank you, Steve
Never.
Dale. How do people reach you, and when can we hear you next?
The website is stevedale.tv. And this Sunday morning on the radio, bright and early, we go to Dog Beach.
Oh, I gotta do that.
Yeah.
I'll
yep.
be listening.
It'll be very exciting, Bill.
That's why we're proud of you, Steve.
Thank you.
One of the many reasons why we're proud
right.
of you.
With
one
that comment, you make fun of Steve and me.
I know. It's almost
it's a twofer.
It's a miracle is what it is. It's news time, everybody. It's sponsored by Marquette Bank. Here's Eric Rung.